Americans evacuated from Sudan have arrived in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military monitored a group that took a long journey through Sudan, fleeing the fighting as warring generals battle for control of the African country. President Biden's son Hunter, whose business dealings are under scrutiny by House Republicans, due in court in Arkansas today for a hearing in a paternity battle.
London Roberts, the woman with whom Hunter shares a four-year-old, Navy Joan Roberts, has accused the president's son of ignoring previous court records and withholding evidence in their paternity suit. Navy was born in 2018, and 1 year later, Hunter agreed to pay monthly child support. But in 2020, he asked to lower those payments.
That was Fox's Brooks Sigmund. America's listening to Fox News.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password,
for you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden remains in a standoff with House Republicans over raising the debt limit ahead of a possible default. But he may lose on another issue.
The number of Democrats supporting a bill that would end President Biden's policy on solar panels continues to grow. The president's executive order allows those making solar panels in China being used in America to avoid tariffs, and Democrats like Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio believe that's enabling China and hurting American manufacturing. The bill has already passed the House, but it remains to be seen if it has the votes in the Senate. Last week, the House passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling that includes trillions in spending cuts and removes several key Biden administration agenda items like student loan forgiveness. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is dead on arrival. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A record season on the ice melts away in the playoffs.
Kachuk keeping it alive. Carlo can't grab it. It comes to Verhaeghe. Turns to scores!
Carter Verhaeghe won it in overtime for Florida in Boston. A Game 7 win for the Panthers on TNT, knocking out the Bruins 4-3. The Bruins have been the best regular season in NHL history. The Seattle Kraken also won a Game 7, beating Colorado 2-1, eliminating the defending champion Avalanche. But the defending champs advance in the NBA. Golden State beats Sacramento.
Three-pointer. Puts it in! Oh, Steph Curry from way downtown!
Steph Curry with 50, the most points ever in a Game 7. The Warriors win Game 7, 120-100. They advance to face the Lakers in the conference semifinals. In Sunday's other game, the 8th-seeded Heat, riding high after beating the Bucks in round 1, went to New York and beat the Knicks 108-101 to open their Eastern Conference semifinal. Jimmy Butler with 25 points for Miami. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And NASCAR will have a rare Monday race after rain kept drivers off the track at Dover yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, it's 6:05 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees right now, partly cloudy in Pensacola. And starting out this morning, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jenna.
Good morning. The following traffic on the fives is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I-10 westbound and eastbound are not reporting any delays at this time, as well as I-110 in both directions and Highway 98 and US 90. But the front gate of NES Pensacola is backed up to the beginning of the bridge right around across the street from the Shell station. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-1. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jenna, for that update. Congressman Matt Gaetz wants the Navy Secretary to commit to working to restore public access to the Naval Aviation Museum. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro says he has been working with both Gaetz and local politicians.
We've come up with some near-term solutions, but we're also focused on finding the long-term solutions that actually bring it back to maximum throughput for that museum for all the reasons that you just stated, because it is an extraordinary museum.
And Del Toro says the Navy is focused and working to make the museum as accessible as possible. His comments made during last Friday's House Armed Services Committee budget hearing. Right now, there's no word exactly on what the Navy's solutions could be, although there have been several public access weekends at NAS Pensacola recently, and another scheduled for this coming Thursday through Sunday. Former area contractor Matthew Banks is in jail again. Records show Banks had his bond revoked on Friday and was booked back into the Escambia County Jail. Banks previously was indicted on 4 charges and had been released on $155,000 bond. Channel 3 reporting he was in court Friday, and that's when the change was made. So far, there's no word on why his bond was revoked. Banks is facing allegations of fraud and destroying evidence. Prosecutors say he stole over $5 million from hundreds of victims by taking money for work that was never completed. Well, learning can be difficult for a lot of kids, especially if they have learning disabilities such as dyslexia, which can severely affect their reading and writing skills. One area woman working to expand resources for those kids. Channel 3 reporting Janice Ledbury has designed a tutoring program specifically for dyslexic kids. She says her daughter was dyslexic and was helped by the program. She's hoping to open a dyslexia resource center here in our area. If you'd like to know more about her program, you can check out her website at keytutoringresources.com. Well, the 2023 legislative session ends this Friday, or is expected to end this Friday. House Speaker Paul Renner says he's proud of all the work they've done, like passing the 6-week abortion ban, transgender health care, affordable housing, school vouchers, and permitless carry bills.
Anybody that is a gun owner and uses guns knows that safety comes first. So I think that's important, but it's not required.
And the biggest obstacle they face this week is passing a balanced budget. 608 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 65 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Our next news at 6:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tune in this Thursday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, where guests Haley Lotz and Tricia Sheridan from Pensacola State College's Continuing Education Program will be on the show talking about enrichment courses for the community, courses like tennis and kids' college, and so much more. That's all this Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30 with Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I've got the same identity friends that my brother got, with the same black frame, like he bought in between them on the wall. This summer girlfriend comes crashing, running in the room and got that for me. From the wall facing us, black and white of all of us beckon bright.
They don't want to find themselves in a situation where a future board might make arbitrary decisions about whether or not to turn terminate their charter mid-range. They don't want to have the rug pulled out from under them. And they feel that while they are in this building stage, while they are trying to, you know, put the wheels back on the bus, that having DOE involved would afford them some protection.
So basically where the Warrington School discussion is at, Warrington Middle School discussion, this is the school board meeting, Ellen Odom, the attorney for the school board, on Friday, talking about why Charter Schools USA doesn't really trust the school board. And one of their requirements, one of the things, the sticking point, so to speak, is they just want an assurance that the school district won't take the school back once they get it turned around. That's what they want, because they're going to put a lot of effort in and they're not going to make money in the first year, and they got long-term plans, and they figure we're going to do an awesome job. And, you know, it's very understandable that if this is your school and we fix it up, you know, it's a fixer-upper for sure. And if we fix it up, then you're not just going to take it right on back from us and deprive of us of our, you know, basically our due profit that we're going to get, because people are going to want to go to that school again and we're going to make more money. And so they're saying, look, we don't trust you, but as long as the Department of Education is involved, as long as the state board is involved, well, that's a protection for us against some future board, which is not all that unreasonable. They apparently have had some bad dates in the past, and, you know, they've turned out badly, and so they're looking for some assurances, and they're worried that we're going to ditch them.
Once the school is out of turnaround status, it should be subject to the same rules of every other charter school. And that was where they expressed their concern about, well, we're concerned that a future board may be arbitrary and want to just get rid of us. And despite my best efforts that, you know, and they did share with me some horror stories about what other boards around the state have done to other charter schools.
And so they're defending against that. You know, they've learned from their past experiences. Again, this meeting on Friday that was about 2.5 hours that basically got tabled until today, the deadline, 11:59 tonight, it's the deadline, and they're going to get that paper turned in by midnight, come hell or high water. Well, we'll see. Either going to be an agreement with Charter Schools USA, or they're going to close the school. We'll know in the next, you know, what do we got, 17 hours, you know, right? 17 and a half hours until that happens. So, weird notes from the meeting. Paul Fetsko, absolutely emphatic.
If there is something requested by either party which does not meet legal standards, then it will not occur. It will not be a part of it. And that's one of the things I want to make, I want the assurances out there for both DOE and the legislature and the commissioner and the governor and everyone else. We will not break the laws, and the laws are written for us to follow.
That's a weird thing to find yourself having to say out loud in public. We will not break the law. We're not gonna break the law. You can't make us break the law. We're not gonna break. Now, here's why he says that. Okay, the why is that one of the requests they have, the sticking point is this question of what about buildings that Charter Schools USA builds, and what about money they put into buildings on the Warrington Middle School campus? Will the board pay them back if they either fail out, or if they go away, or if the school board takes the school back from them? That's the sticking point right now. They want to guarantee that the school district is going to pay them back. The school district can't give that guarantee because there's no identified funding source that's encumbering a future board. That's not legal. So he's right, but it's a weird thing to say. Like, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows this. We are not going to break the law. That's just an odd place to find yourself as the school board chair, promising the universe that we're not going to break the law in all of this. Patty Hightower is concerned that you got 700 students who don't go to that school right now. There's 1,200 in the zone. 500 attend Warrington Middle, 700 go elsewhere. What happens if things go really well and those 700 want to come back? The school capacity right now is only 920 or so, down from about 1,300 because we're getting rid of or have gotten rid of several of the modular, the trailer units. And that's one of the things that Charter Schools USA didn't really understand about our concerns. That's a fair concern, but of course that's a problem they'd like to have. The problem they want is they do so well that the students who are entitled to go to that school by zone geography get to go there. But this is a challenge, because if it's going to be a charter open to choice, you want to make sure that not just the 500 who are going to go there now, but the others who, if they ever want to come back or the futures, get first priority, because you should have first priority if it's your geographic zone. And that's something that they've worked out. Another thing that they've kind of worked out, and it took them a long time to figure all this out, is the half-cent sales tax money, the local option sales tax money, and getting the opportunity to share in some of that, which currently charter schools do not. But there's some weird, complicated legal history here. I won't go into it all of it for you. The sum of it all is that it looks like they're going to say yes to let them participate in that money, but then any other charters also will have that opportunity here in Escambia County. And that one seemed like a fairly easy one to solve. I'll tell you more about this in a second. Let's get Jenna sitting in for Candy today with Traffic on the Fives.
Good morning. I-10 and I-110 in both directions are moving along great so far this morning as the sun comes up. 90 and 98 are both not reporting any delays at the moment. However, front gate of NES Pensacola is backed up still, beginning of the bridge right around that Shell station across the street. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jenna. So back to the school board meeting. Like I said, they kind of solved the zone. They solved, oh, by the way, the reason it's Renaissance is like the management organization, the nonprofit that's going to oversee Charter Schools USA. This was a total point of confusion in the meeting, and then it took them an hour and a half to realize after they took a break that people didn't understand what was going on, so they explained it. It's just a silly thing. Anyway, that doesn't mean anything. It's not important. But it was like, hey, we're going to delete this whole agreement with this group, and we're going to create this whole agreement with this group. It's basically the same thing, but it doesn't really matter. Okay, that was kind of the point. That's not the sticking point at all. What is the sticking point, like I mentioned, and this is important because they're going to have a meeting today at noon. Again, to beat the 11:59 p.m., that's 11:59 and 59 seconds, by the way, to beat the deadline tonight, like a kid who didn't do their homework on time, trying to make sure they turn it in before they get failed on the assignment. Ellen Odom, the attorney for the school board, says,
one of our first initial hangups was that I have always believed and I have consistently maintained that you cannot pledge the future credit of the school board. So when it comes to construction, there has to be an identified funding source at the time that construction begins.
Yeah, that's true. You can't encumber a future board. That's sort of basic politics, that this county commission can't make a decision that the future county commission is obligated to because they're equal. They have the same sovereign power, same thing. This board can't do something that forces a future board to do something because they're both equal. And the second thing?
Another fundamental premise that I've been operating under is that if public dollars are utilized to build school facilities, particularly on our school grounds, if public dollars are used, that property reverts to the school board in the event that the school ceases operation.
Which is different from the way Charter Schools USA thinks of it, which is if they put money in themselves and or some from the state, because they're now or from the county, they're talking about the half-cent sales tax, that it's sort of like they own it and the school district has to buy it back from them, which is also a reasonable position. Okay, but that's going to be the big sticking point. That's the one that they're having to have the meeting today about. And I don't know. I don't know whether Charter Schools USA is going to agree to that one. This change. It's all about the new construction. That is the big sticking point. And by the way, kudos in the meeting for, it was kind of funny, they get all the way down to the end of the meeting, and Tanner Stewart for Channel 3 basically comes up to the front and is like, okay, can y'all just explain what the issue is? Because honestly, and I had watched the whole meeting, 2.5 hours of it, and I'm like, I think I know the answer to that question, but they do such a poor job of explaining what they're doing. It's weird. But yeah, at the end, he comes and asks,
this may be more a question for Ms. Odom, but if you could, in layman's terms for our viewers, could you explain what is the board hung up on with this lease agreement? Why was the meeting moved to Monday for the decision?
Yeah, and this is a great point. I'm glad he asked. I love somebody who's going to ask there are two different kinds of questions like this. There's an ignorance question and a stupid question. People say there's no stupid question. There are stupid questions. Stupid questions are questions where you assume you know the answer and it's based on your bad thinking. An ignorance question is, I don't know the answer to this. Can you just tell me? Those are fine, right? Those are no problem. It's the other question where like, well, don't you think this, and you're kind of like trying to catch somebody. It's really misguided. And that's not what Tanner was doing. Tanner was doing a good thing. And she explained it. And she said, look, if you got a 4-H student, I'll let her say it.
The language as it currently exists, here's the analogy that I came up with. Let's say you live on an acre of land, and a 4-H kid comes to you and says, I want to enter into a lease agreement with you that will allow me to keep cattle for my 4-H project. Okay. And I want to be able to build a stable. Sure. But if I leave, you have to pay for the stable. That's what some of this language currently says.
Yeah, and that would be an unreasonable thing to expect. And she says, look, we hope they succeed, but if they don't, and they saddle us with $30 million over the course of the next 15 years, and all of a sudden we got to come up with it in a future board, I can't agree to that. We're not allowed to agree to that. And she's right. So there actually is a serious sticking point between the board and Charter Schools USA. The question is whether over the weekend they were able to figure this out or not. And the way to figure it out is what Ellen Odom proposed, which is we don't have to solve this right now. We can solve this in 3 or 4 years. Get to work fixing the school. And then we'll see. Which is the right approach. The question is whether Charter Schools USA went with that. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're getting ready to buy or sell a home, you want somebody who's going to do the best to get you a good price on the buy or a good price on the sell, right? Low in one case, high in the other. And Christina says that they're even able to get good deals on new builds. So you might think like new construction is just sticker price. No. She can negotiate and get you a better price than that and certainly, you know, make it worth your while enough to have a realtor in the first place, which is kind of the idea. On the other hand, selling, same thing. You know, fantastic results. You know, many, many, many times they're getting above asking price. They know how to stage it. They know what the market wants. They know how to fix the little things that get in your way. And sometimes, like a little thing, I mean, a little thing can be $10,000 or $20,000 just because you don't know the difference. They do, and they can make sure to fix those little things and stage it just the right way to get the results. And since they sold more than 230 homes last year, they know how to get the job done. Some agents, you know, about half the agents sold zero homes so far this year. She's got 36 sold and 29 under contract. So you want to work with somebody who knows the process and gets results, or do you want to work with somebody who's, you know, sometimes yes. You know, you make a choice. You decide what you want to do. It's all up to you. It's your house. It's your investment. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-350-6946 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-350-6946. That's 800-350-6946. What do you have to lose? Call 800-350-6946. Again, 800-350-6946.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, and other fun things and promotions you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Bill.
What?
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
everyone. Happy Monday, 626, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Some people did a little mullet toss. Some people did a little crawfish eating. Some people got a little $1.72 gas at the new station up in Pace. Some people are looking forward to the skate park opening tomorrow and the Pea Ridge Connector opening up on Wednesday. Some other people are just hoping for some traffic on the fives with Jenna right now.
It's a big week in Escarosa area. Hey, I want to let you know the following traffic on the fives is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I-10 and I-110 in both directions are moving along on your commute this morning. Just use caution in the area of mile marker 19 on I-10 eastbound. There is a disabled tractor trailer. Again, that is at mile marker 19 eastbound. Front gate of NES Pensacola is starting to free up. It's slowing down right at the hump of the bridge. However, if you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jenna. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's more than 250 law enforcement officials involved in the search for a man accused of killing five of his neighbors in Texas last Friday. Sean Crawford lived across the street from the suspect and the victims.
Everybody is shocked and kind of scared.
Now, this happened in Cleveland, Texas, about 45 miles north of Houston. Police say Francisco Oropeza answered his neighbor's complaints about him shooting a gun in his yard by going to his house and executing the entire family. The victims ranged from 8 to 31. Terrible story.
Absolutely. It's awful. And you can imagine they're like, well, that gun noise is really obnoxious, and they wind up all dying because of complaint. It's just, it's, ugh. Right. And he's still completely on the loose. We have no idea. He could be in Texas. He could be in Georgia, for all we know.
Right. Well, and it looked like the suspect was possibly from Mexico. So there's some concerns, you know, could he have fled back there
right,
too? Yeah.
Right.
Adidas lost a lot of money when they dissolved their partnership with rapper Ye last year. Well, now they're being sued by a group of investors who say the company was aware that Ye could have been an issue. And they did nothing, they say, to limit the losses if things went south. That suit was filed in Oregon in federal court. And it says the company's executives discussed those risks as far back as 2018. And SpaceX has launched a Falcon Heavy rocket on Sunday, blasting off from the Kennedy Space Center. It carried a trio of communication satellites. This is only the second Falcon Heavy they've blasted off so far this year.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Somebody asked a question about Warrington Middle School. Aren't there already existing lease terms with Charter Schools USA and other parts of Florida where they've negotiated these problems and not had to deal with them? My read from all of this is the reason they're looking for so much is a combination of two things. They've been burned in the past, and this is trying to, you know, make up for past mistakes. And also, they are leery about working with Escambia County, which I think is for understandable reasons. And so that's kind of a, you know, look, we've had some bad marriages behind us, and you guys don't come high recommended. You know, it's kind of a combination of those two things. And so that's what that's my read of the situation, is what they're dealing with. And, you know, somebody said, look, that's one of the problems you have when you're dealing with for-profit organizations. Charter Schools USA is, though Renaissance is not their overseeing organization. You know, they're looking at numbers instead of kids, which, yep, that's can be a problem for sure. 629 News Radio 92.3. This is kind of interesting. Are you a Wendy's chili fan, Jenna?
I am a chili fan. I will eat chili from anywhere.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah. I haven't had it in a long time, but Wendy's chili used
to
be.
They still have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you get a Frosty, you get a chili.
I used to love their
Their chicken Caesar salad used to be a great thing I used to eat all the time. Of course, you get French fries to dip in the Frosty.
Frosty and fries,
as
yes.
A human does. Apparently, the Wendy's chili is now going to be available in the can in the store. So if you like if you like Wendy's chili, you can buy it for yourself. Treat yourself. David Wayne is in the newsroom. What do you have coming up, David?
A sea turtle being released back into the Gulf. We'll tell you all about it right after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. First Republic Bank in California is seized and bought by JPMorgan Chase, the third bank failure this year.
$92 billion in deposits, their loan portfolio, their investment portfolio, all of that intact, but First Republic no more. This is now the second largest bank failure in U.S. history behind Washington Mutual. That was back in 2008.
Shoka Soni with Fox Business. No leads are reported on a Mexican national reported for wanted for killing five neighbors in Texas Friday night after complaints that shooting in his yard was keeping a baby up.
San Jacinto Sheriff Greg Capers says they have hundreds of officers and no idea where he is.
They're going door to door, knocking on people's homes or knocking on people's houses, asking questions.
Francisco Oropeza is the man they are looking for. Police have expanded the search area. They say the longer he runs, the harder it is to catch him.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
News Radio, 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 65 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Later this week, a rehabilitated loggerhead sea turtle's going back home. The turtle's name is Killian, and he was accidentally caught on the Navarre Beach fishing pier last year. He was taken to the Gulf World Marine Institute, where five separate fishing hooks had to be removed from his body. Now he's been rehabilitated, hook free, and the turtle's cleared for release. He'll be returned to the Gulf Wednesday. Killian will be released at the Inlet Beach Regional Beach Access. The Escambia County School Board meeting again today as they continue working on that deal with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. The deadline to have an agreement is by the end of the day today, and if a deal isn't reached by then, it would mean the school would have to close. The district and Charter Schools USA now down to one main sticking point. Charter Schools USA wants the district to repay them for improvements to the school. If the district takes it back over, the board says they can't ask a future board to take on an unknown expense with no funding source. The board meeting at noon to continue work on that agreement. Two people taken to the hospital after a water rescue on Pensacola Beach Sunday morning. Officials say two adult patients were pulled from the water 4 miles east of Park East. One of the patients was unresponsive, had to be life-flighted to the hospital, the other taken by ambulance. There were red flags flying when those two people were pulled from the water. The Navy Secretary says they've got both near-term and long-term solutions planned to restore public access at NAS Pensacola and to the Naval Aviation Museum. Carlos Del Toro asked whether he sees the museum as a recruiting tool, especially among a recruiting shortfall this year.
I absolutely see it as a recruiting tool. I saw it from the first day that I stepped in it. And we have actually been very energized. And we've come up with some near-term solutions to increase the throughput that are already paid off dividends, but we're also looking at the long-term solutions that are a little bit more costly to be able to provide a direct access to the outside world without having to have folks come in through the base itself.
And there's no word on what the long-term solutions may be, although the near-term solutions, NAS Pensacola has held several public access weekends recently to get folks on base and back to the museum. The next one scheduled this coming Thursday through Sunday. Two underwater robotics teams from schools here in Pensacola took first place in a couple of competitions over the weekend. The contests involved marine renewable energy, monitoring water quality and ecosystem health, and they competed in three different challenge classes. The teams were Aquabotics from Tyndall Academy. They took first place in the Navigator Challenge class, and the Crewbotics team from Pensacola Catholic High School. They took first in the Range Challenge class. Over 20 teams from three different states were represented in those contests. The Buccaneers dealing with a heartbreaking tragedy. The two-year-old daughter of linebacker Shaq Barrett died yesterday. Araya Barrett drowned in the family's pool at their home in Beach Park, and police say first responders did CPR and got a pulse, but she passed away at a hospital in Tampa. The Bucs say their thoughts and prayers are with the entire Barrett family. Police called the drowning a tragic accident. 635, it's News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jenna, what are you seeing out there?
Good morning. I-10 and I-110 in both directions are moving along on your commute this morning. However, just be mindful, there is a disabled tractor-trailer right as you come over the bridge, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 19. The right shoulder is blocked, but it's not slowing traffic down. 90 and 98 are not reporting any delays at the moment. Front gate of NES Pensacola starting to free up. It's slowing down right at the hump of the bridge. But if you see something, you have a traffic tip, call 850-266-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming near 81 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. Beautiful weather will continue into your Tuesday with a high near 83. Plenty of sunshine. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Another sunny day in store for Wednesday with a high near 83. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 65, the sun shining right now in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 63 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. The largest job search site has run afoul of the small business community. Indeed.com began changing how it charged employers for connecting them with job seekers, pitching the shift as better for small businesses because they could choose which applications to review and pay only for the ones they liked. Instead, it created confusion and unexpected costs for many business owners, and now the company is trying to minimize the fallout. Indeed formally rolled out a new approach in October after complaints that changed course, and now will begin a test of new and old models next month. UPS is working to speed up certain efforts to reduce costs as package volumes continue to drop and consumers pull back spending. UPS is focused on reducing costs in three ways: by attaching RFID chips to more U.S. packages, consolidating more of its properties, and cutting staff. UPS says it expects U.S. average daily package volumes to fall about 3% this year. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more, plus free shipping. A fantastic array of steak on a bun greatness. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code QUALITY at checkout and get an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more, and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica.
Chair, and I recognize the gentleman from Florida, Mr. Gates, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Secretary, you know that Pensacola is a Navy town, and I want to thank you for coming and spending time at our Naval Museum. In so many of these hearings, I focus on the things that I'm concerned about as downward pressure on our recruiting, but in my time with you, I'd like to focus on something that is a really positive thing that can drive recruiting. So many of these naval aviators I meet in my district, they were inspired by Top Gun, or they went to a Blue Angels air show, and they got that spark in them that got them to take that extra engineering class or physics class or aviation opportunity. And this museum that you've been to is a gem. We have recovered aircraft out of the depths of Lake Michigan. We put on displays about the greatest moments of heroism in our military. And my challenge right now is I think the best naval museum in the world, and I'm having a hard time getting people to it because the way my base is configured, our base is configured, folks are not able to have ingress and egress.
Yeah, that's the challenge. By the way, nice one-minute ad for the Naval Aviation Museum and from Congressman Matt Gaetz talking to Secretary Del Toro Friday in the House Armed Services Committee hearing with the Navy. They're doing all the services. They did the Air Force the day before. We'll get to some of that when we can. But right now, obviously, it's of tremendous importance to all of us to see some kind of resolution of this. So Matt follows up that summary of the Naval Aviation Museum, that promo ad, if you will, and I thought it was an appropriate one, with a question to the secretary.
And I know it sounds like a real small problem from a real small part of the country, but what I think is if we could have leadership and focus from your office and others, and we could get hundreds of thousands of people back onto the base, back into that museum, it's not going to solve all of our recruiting challenges, but it's one more spark that we can have out there getting folks excited in a positive, productive way. Will you work with me on that so I can get better access to this great gem?
Congressman, I've been working with you and your staff and local politicians and the leadership of that museum actually to try to get the throughput through that museum open as quickly as possible. We've come up with some near-term solutions, but we're also focused on finding the long-term solutions that actually bring it back to maximum throughput for that museum for all the reasons that you just stated, because it is an extraordinary museum.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary museum. It's obviously a major attraction. It's a good driver of, you know, tourism, people coming here to do that, especially what do you do on a rainy day? Well, you go to the museum, right? 700,000 people a year then versus 200,000 people a year now. That's a massive difference, and also a massive difference in the contributions being funded to the lighthouse, to the museum, right? Because if you don't have people, it's hard to get money. Matt goes on and asks, you know, well, because the point he's making is not just the tourism, not just the economic benefit. Now, he's saying it's a recruiting tool, and we know the services have really been limping along under goals, right? The challenge is getting people into the military these days, and the museum and also Blue Angels practices, huge recruiting tool for the Navy, right?
Where I at times struggle with folks is seeing the museum not just as a morale and welfare tool, but as a recruiting tool. Do you see it as a recruiting tool?
I absolutely see it as a recruiting tool. I saw it from the first day that I stepped in it. And we have actually been very energized. And we've come up with some near-term solutions to increase the throughput that already paid off dividends. But we're also looking at the long-term solutions that are a little bit more costly to be able to provide a direct access to the outside world without having to have folks come in through the base itself.
So long-term, still talking about something like, you know, the partition, where the enclave is sometimes is called, the idea of somehow separating the public amenities from the base itself. As we've talked about many times, there's no good answer here other than expensive ones. You know, and the alternatives range from building a fence that separates the one from the other, that's technically the enclave, $10, $20 million maybe, turning the road through NAS Pensacola into a four-lane evacuation route, or any evacuation route, basically, that would be a public access highway, and then, you know, separating that from the base, that would be an additional road surface from Perdido into Pensacola. Also expensive, because the Navy has basically said they need an overpass in order to make that work, and the overpass is expensive. So, you know, that's why we've been in an impasse, where now the solution appears to be, well, let's just staff up and let people in the back gate. We've done it before. We can do it again, which is where we're at, right? This Thursday again through Sunday and the following Thursday through Sunday, you're going to have access to the base that way. I don't know what his long-term solution is, But, you know, the short-term solution had been a short-term solution for, I mean, as long as I've lived here and a long time before that, even the short-term solution of just being open that way with limited access, I mean, we could do that for another 50 years. That would work.
Well, thank you for casting it in that lens, because if it's a matter of dollars and cents, and I have to ask my colleagues to support such an endeavor in the NDAA, I'll certainly cite your testimony that this isn't just a museum for the sake of recreation, but it is a way to engage people in naval aviation in a place that's the home of the Blue Angels, the cradle of naval aviation.
Absolutely, sir.
I know a way we can raise the money. You know, some of that surplus gear that we've got in Afghanistan that maybe before we abandoned the country to the Taliban, why don't we sell some of that to our... Oh. 646.
Garage sale?
646 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, sarcastic. I'm Andrew McKay. Jenna Barr is in for Candy today with Traffic on the Fives.
Good morning. Your following Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com. This is a message from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I-10 and I-110 in both directions are moving along on your commute so far this morning. US 90 and Highway 98 are also not reporting any slowdowns. Only expect minor delays at the front gate of NAS Pensacola. Have a traffic tip. Call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In the summer, you know, July-ish, when you look at your lawn, you're either going to see what you saw last year, which might be, don't look at that, please, you know, if that's the case, or if it's beautiful, hey, do what you did before, no worries. Well, if you don't like the results you got last year, then if you do the same thing you did last year, you're going to get the same results you didn't like last year. That's science. Do a different thing this year. Call NSEC. See if they might not be able to help you out. Because here's the thing. It's no cost for them to look at what you're doing. Look at your lawn. Do some soil sampling. See what might it take in order to get it to be that green, lush lawn in the summer. And they'll give you, you know, here's your price. And if you are a brand new annual customer, the first treatment is free. If you're brand new, that's part of it. On an average size lawn, they got sod, they got plugging, they got aeration, they got all of the things to make your grass beautiful and wonderful and everything that you might need. And so find out. You know, I don't know what your lawn needs, but if you want something different this year, then do something different this year. NSEC.net, NETENSEC.net. And they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Great pay and benefits, 401k, health insurance. It's a career, not a job. There are opportunities for growth. Apply at workwithnsec.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair, just no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with great live music. This week, Nashville recording artist Jesse Ritter takes the stage with her heartfelt brand of country with a breezy romantic feel and plenty of charm. This Gulf Breeze native will make you hometown proud. Be sure to come early and shop the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Average for a gallon of gas, 361. Florida is still beating the average at 364. That's in the bad direction. 308 in Mississippi, where prices are dropping. California, 487. It's always terrible. 324 east of the Walmart. Navarre, 322 west of the Walmart. Going through Tiger Point, 316 at the Murphy, the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 329 and proper at the Exxon in Milton. 315 at the Raceway, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 329 going through Pace at several stations. If you're in Pensacola, 307 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, same price, 307 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, looks like 317 is your best at the Shell at Cervantes. 652 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Several homes had to be evacuated in Brooklyn after a series of fiery manhole explosions. Apparently, several residents in Crown Heights had to pack up and move out on Sunday after cars and multiple manholes just started blowing up. Officials evacuated a number of homes. Apparently, it was a carbon monoxide issue.
Hey, what? Carbon monoxide does not explode.
Well, that's what they're saying. I don't know.
No.
So manholes have always kind of been an issue,
right,
in New York City, if
right,
you've ever like lived up there, but. And gas that kind of,
sure,
builds up under there can,
right,
happen. I just don't know about carbon monoxide. Unless, wait, they had to evacuate their homes because of carbon monoxide?
Well, yes. They had to evacuate homes.
And later.
Right. And okay. I don't know what's causing the manholes to explode. That's
lots of poop.
Those gases have methane, son. I know which one that is. That's the old CH4 versus the, what is it, carbon monoxide, CO, I guess it would be? Anyway, go ahead, David.
Sure. An update on the Texas shooting suspect still on the loose. The reward for information leading to his arrest has now been announced at $80,000. The San Jacinto County Sheriff says $55,000 is coming from his office, another $25,000 from the FBI. Still 250 law enforcement officers involved in that search. And South Carolina Senator Tim Scott signaling a 2024 presidential bid after teasing a major announcement. He was in Charleston Sunday. He said on May 22nd, it's time for him to take the final step.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm doing my fastest ever quick background research here. And sure enough, explosive gases can be the source of manhole explosions. And my guess is, without having done a lot of research, my guess is it's methane, mm-hmm, okay, exploding. And a byproduct of incomplete combustion is carbon monoxide.
Oh,
so
okay,
my guess is it's they blow up and they leave the carbon monoxide. That's my quick. It's been 40 years since I took science.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
good for you going
30,
in.
35 years, I guess. Anyway.
Doing that research real quick.
Yeah, that's right. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is a weird one. It's an odd story from Century, where north of Scambia.com reporting that Century had like 800 people were out of power because a pine tree fell on a power line and took out all the power to that portion of the city. On Alger Road across from the Masonic Lodge on Lodge Drive, 840 customers in Century were without a power. This is Sunday afternoon. 3 p.m. it had been restored, so good for that. But yeah, a single pine tree, which it looks from the picture as best as I can tell, like this is one of those pine trees where it was dying for a while, I think, is my guess. I'm not too sure. Maybe that's incorrect. But you know how pine trees, when they die, like they get barren, all the bark sheds off. So anyway, yeah, power line taken out by a falling pine tree. Therefore, nobody has power for a little while. Rough. 655, News Radio 92.3. Jenna's got traffic on the fives.
Good morning. I-10 and I-110 in both directions are still moving along this morning. Starting to see some congestion, however, on Gulf Breeze Parkway heading westbound between the area of Autumn Breeze Circle and Kelton Boulevard. US 90 is not reporting any slowdowns at the moment. And very minor delays at the front gate of NES Pensacola. A little bit of stop and go as you approach the gate. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, and replacement. You want to be able to pick up the phone and have confidence you're calling the right folks. It's going to have good product, good installation, good prices. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Now is the time to make sure that your AC has gotten that tune-up, right? You want to have it annually inspected, partially to make sure it's going to work, and not just work once, like, but keep working the whole summer, because it might be kind of on the verge of not working well, and you want to get that. Also, you want to make sure it's working efficiently. You don't want to waste that precious FPL money, right? So you want to get it tuned up, make sure it's going to work right. $49 inspections right now for your air conditioning system. Also, free sewer camera inspections. And if they wind up doing work for you on your sewer cleaning, it's going to be $250 off any of those repairs. So if you need air conditioning work, if you need AC work, if you need electrical work, Peden, that's PEADEN.com. And they are in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, of course, here in Pensacola. And they are expanding to Baldwin County soon. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I thought this was fascinating. You ever been to a Little League game or any youth sports game where the problem is off the field?
Yes.
Like the parents are the problem. A parent yelling at the choice words, whatever.
Wait, is this the story from New Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Deptford Township, New Jersey.
That's where my cousins live.
Jenna's hometown or home vicinity. They have come up with a new solution for the problem of the unruly parent.
Brilliant.
The unruly parent gets sentenced to 3 games umpiring or refereeing games, or they are getting a 1-year ban from the entire sport. So you and they get supervised. They have a referee supervisor, umpire supervisor is going to. So if you get called out for bad behavior at a game, your sentence is you got to be the ump for 3 games.
See how tough it is.
I know.
I'm going to tell you, all those parents are going to have their turn then. Because you know how hard it is for people
to turn
from
it off?
South Jersey to turn that off?
Yeah, it's in
really
your DNA
any
at that point, right?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's ugly. But I love the creativity. And, of course, part of the problem is, you have a worker shortage, right? And so I don't know that you're really solving that problem, because if you still have to have somebody supervise them, maybe it doesn't really solve that problem. But creativity. When nothing else works, try something. 6:58, time for future news. That's when Jenna and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, what percentage of Brits watching the coronation will pledge their allegiance to King Charles enthusiastically?
I'm going to say it's going to be 50-50, because that's how it seems that they are.
I think a lot of Brits would do this. Yeah, at least 50%. Look, the ones who are watching are going to be into it. And so I think,
The ones that are watching are definitely.
They would be the ones that would definitely say yes.
Yeah.
Will David Durden make it onto the Cowboys regular team and play in the season?
Oh, I think so. He's talented.
Oh, he really is. He got undrafted free agent for the Cowboys from UWF. Very excited about that. Jacob Copeland from Escambia High School, who played at Florida for a little while and then went to Maryland, I think. He also got undrafted free agent for the Titans. Will he play in the season?
I'm thinking so, too.
Let's
I think
say
we've
yes.
got some
Let's
really talented
optimistic.
Kids.
All yeah. right, and here's the go-out-on-a-limb question. So tomorrow is the ribbon-cutting grand opening for the skate park, right?
Yeah.
How many people are going to be there tomorrow for this thing?
Oh, I'm going to go about at least 300 to 400.
I got 1,000.
You think so?
There were 300 at the groundbreaking, for goodness sakes, at the nothing event.
So then tomorrow they're going to have their kids skip school and bring them.
Oh, yes. I think if you're expecting to skate tomorrow, maybe.
You might
not. It's going to be busy.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
This week, the legislative session wraps up in Tallahassee. Also, two people rescued in a water rescue over the weekend. We'll have those stories and more after this update from Fox News.
Another bank fails. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's First Republic this time, taken over by government regulators, and then early this morning, they sold all First Republic deposits and most of its assets to a bigger bank.
Its viability had wavered since Silicon Valley Bank and Signature went under in March. Reuters reported over the weekend that the FDIC had found its position just too weak for a private lifesaver. So banking regulators stepped in and have now accepted that bid from JP Morgan Chase.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Chase will rebrand all 84 First Republic branches in 8 states, and they'll be open today. Russia launched another barrage of missiles at Ukraine today. Most were shot down, but the ones that hit the city of Pavlorod left 34 people injured. Russia's attack Friday killed at least 23 Ukrainians. Hundreds of Americans have fled Sudan, arriving in Saudi Arabia.
The UN says the humanitarian situation is now at breaking point. Both the Sudanese armed forces and their rivals, the Reserve Special Forces, have agreed to extend their truce. But after a weekend where warplanes roared over the capital Khartoum, fighting was still reported there early on Monday morning. Water and food now running scarce.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in Israel. That's the warm welcome House Speaker Kevin McCarthy just got. Next hour, he'll address the Israeli parliament. In the manhunt for a killer in Texas,
the FBI and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are now offering an $80,000 reward for the capture of Francisco Oropesa. ICE officials say the 38-year-old suspect is an illegal immigrant who has been deported, listen to this, at least 5 times. The sheriff and FBI saying they currently have 0 leads as to his whereabouts.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Oropesa is accused of killing 5 of his neighbors in Cleveland, Texas, when they complained about him shooting a gun in his yard Friday. There's a lot of tornado damage to clean up in Virginia Beach. City officials estimate up to 100 homes may have been damaged. America's listening to Fox News.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A terrorist has been taken out. Turkey's military has killed the leader of ISIS with a weekend airstrike in Syria. He'd been in charge since October when the U.S. military killed the prior leader of the Islamic State group. Now, what Turkey did comes 12 years after the U.S. took out the most wanted terrorist in the world.
May 1st, 2011, in Washington, D.C., shortly after 4 p.m., President Obama went into a side room of the Situation Room to watch the raid he'd authorized on a compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Members of his national security team watched with him, including then Vice President Joe Biden. And that night, President Obama announced,
"Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda."
After our intelligence officials watched the compound for months, SEAL Team 6 went in, killing bin Laden, the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. One of bin Laden's sons and 2 bodyguards were among those killed as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there is not a big reaction to that big bank failure. Stock futures down slightly after Chase took over First Republic, which had a big stock drop. First Republic closed Friday at $3.51. Last August, it was $170 a share. History on the ice, twice. First, the Boston Bruins, who had the best record in the NHL ever, got knocked out in the first round, losing to Florida in overtime in Game 7. And then...
the first expansion team to win their first playoff series against the defending champions.
The final call on TNT after Seattle knocked out the Colorado Avalanche, the defending champs, 2-1 in Game 7, and the Kraken move on to the second round in just their second season. In the NBA, the defending champs avoided elimination. Steph Curry scored 50 points, the most ever in an NBA playoff Game 7, to lead Golden State past Sacramento, 120-100. The Warriors advanced to play the Lakers. Miami beat New York to start that series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning, 7:05 News Radio 92.3 right now. Sunshine 65 in Pensacola. Let's start out with a look at our traffic on the fives with Jenna.
Good morning. Starting to see your typical morning drive build up. However, I-10 and I-110 in both directions are moving along on your commute. And also starting to see some congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway westbound between the area of Autumn Breeze Circle as well as Kelton Boulevard. It's now becoming stop and go. US 90 is not reporting any major delays. A little bit of build up in downtown Milton. And only expect minor delays at the moment at front gate of NES Pensacola. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-2626-111. I'm Jenna Barr for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jenna. The Escambia County School Board meeting again today as they continue working on a deal with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. The deadline to get that agreement in place is the end of the day today, and if a deal isn't reached by then, it would mean the school does have to close. The district and Charter Schools USA are down to one main sticking point. Charter Schools USA wants the district to pay to repay them for improvements made to the school if the district were to take the school back over. But the board says